Hello out there in Radio Land. It's time once more for another exciting installment of the Papa Prell Show. I am your host, the Papa Prell, and tonight I'm going to present to you empirical evidence that the media lies. Yes, I know everyone believes everything they hear, see, and read in the news. I also realize that the U.S. media dominates all the other news agencies internationally, but that does not give it credibility. On the contrary, in order to hold a monopoly on the media manipulation, the network news conspiracy must control all arms of the news-gathering octopus. I know, you don't believe me, and that's good, you shouldn't believe me. But why do you believe them instead? Are they any more believable than yours truly, Papa Prell? After all, I just state the obvious. Have I ever said one thing that you didn't already know or agree with anyhow? Jimmy Carter was an idiot, the liberals are wimps, we should go bomb Iran. I could go on, but you've heard it all the first time and you knew it was true then. The media, on the other hand, well, they fabricate the most unbelievable baloney and you take it as fact, without any proof other than a few doctored photographs or some old Hollywood reenactments of events that never took place. Take the moon landing, for example. Do you really believe that we sent human beings all the way up there? What evidence is there? Radio transmissions? They can be faked. Photographs? They can be doctored. A few moon rocks? Can you tell the difference? You took it all on faith, didn't you? Because the news media told you it was true and some politician took the credit. Which do you think is more expensive, anyhow? Bribing the American press? Or building an honest-to-God space program? I mean, you saw what happened to the Challenger when we really did try to launch a satellite, didn't you? Who knows? Maybe even that was fake. Maybe they're trying to collect the insurance. I don't know. The media conspiracy can do anything it wants. It owns all the avenues of communication. It's a guild, a union. No one else is allowed to do business unless they toe the party line. Just by saying this, I put myself in grave danger. My show may be canceled at any time. My life's work and reputation erased from the public file. 1984 wasn't a science fiction. It was a blueprint, a proposal on how to control reality. Goebbels spilled the beans way back in the 30s when he said, tell the people a lie long enough and they'll believe it. We fought Hitler in World War II because his media machine was becoming as powerful as ours. And the public consciousness can't be confused with two different realities at one time. What? You thought we fought Hitler because he was a tyrant and killed his own people? Oh, boy. You probably thought we fought the Civil War to free the slaves, too, huh? Well, I shouldn't expect too much from you. After all, I was fooled, too, and I fought in that war. World War II, that is, not the Civil War. I'm not that old yet. But didn't it ever seem a little inconsistent that we would team up with Russia and China to defeat Germany and Japan when our own allies killed more of their own citizens in peacetime than our enemies did at war and peace combined? Who knows how many people Roosevelt killed? He had the concentration camps and railroad cars to do it. Why do you think they're paying off the survivors $4 billion? So they'll keep their mouths shut, that's why. Fortunately for you, however, I have not been bought out. At least not yet, anyway. And I'm going to keep telling the truth until everyone knows it. Here, then, is the proof, scientifically presented and irrefutable evidence, that the media lies. The following report was taped off the television just a few nights ago. A news program that many of you know and trust. This propaganda is aimed at discrediting me and my family, because we know too much, and they're afraid the public will believe us. Already, my firstborn has been assassinated. Who knows when the next knock on the door will sound? Once we're all killed, they'll go assassinate all of our characters, like they did poor Alan Jr.'s. Listen, then, to this report. Just you listen! I was so shocked, I couldn't even operate my VCR in time to get it all on tape. And on top of that, I erased over one of my favorite soaps. But here it is, then, the proof you've all been waiting for, that everything you know is lies!
Has a way with women, but not really the normal way. Though reportedly been married 8 times, is the father of many children, he's been divorced once. Our Bill McGowan, producer Hillary Palotnick, tell us it's something that makes his other 7 wives as mad as you know what.
He was a con man from way back. He had numerous affairs while he was married to my mother.
heard rumors about him, but they were so bizarre, you know, about him maybe being married or, you know, something to that effect. I said, you know, this just doesn't happen.
He was my husband, and if it was up to me, you know, I would really go track this man down. I would have to really spill some blood. He'd have to swing.
Everyone wants a piece of Alan Prell, Jr. It's always been that way. His rugged good looks, well-renowned sexual appetite, and smooth radio voice left women falling at his feet. Now it's his body they're after, along with the police and 16 million viewers of America's Most Wanted.
Tonight's Most Wanted has moved around a lot, but wherever he goes, women seem to follow. So do the police. They say Alan Prell is a con man, a repeat offender, and he's got six wives waiting to prove it.
Every time the show starts, I would really get nervous. Oh, I would just say, I wonder who's going to be on it, and what did they do, and who did they do it to? And is this person in our neighborhood?
In your neighborhood would be shocking enough, but what about in your house? When Lena watched America's Most Wanted on Easter Sunday, the bigamist they were after sounded a lot like Lena's new brother-in-law. And as the program continued, the family resemblance was unmistakable.
And then they started with, you know, this man is from Virginia. And I said, what a coincidence. And they said, this man worked in broadcasting. I said, well, what do you know? And he's dealt with horses. I said, how about that? I said, you know what? I said, I have this feeling this is our person here. I know it made my hair stand on end because I was so shocked. I mean, they had to give me aspirins and water and try to calm me down because I just couldn't believe it.
Lena called 911, thinking only how her sister would take the news. For better or for worse, now had a whole new meaning.
Well, I was worried. I was concerned for what she was going to feel. I said, this is going to be a very big shock to her. And I didn't want to tell her because I was afraid that she might tell him and that she might give him her keys and he would run away. I believe that she would do that. You know, when you're in love, you do all kinds of things. I don't think that he ever loved my sister. I don't believe he loved anyone. You know, I think he just loved himself. You don't abandon five children and then get three more. Abandon those and get two, three more and never look over your shoulder.
Lena's information soon reached Louis P. Axhandle, the detective assigned to track Prell down. Axhandle had studied Prell for some time and had a good idea how Prell operated.
We felt like he'd be caught because we felt like he would be with a woman somewhere and possibly have already gotten married again. And we were right. He says the things that those people would like to hear, and he gains their confidence. And then he takes advantage of those things that he wants, whether it be assets or whatever, and then he moves on.
The courts had been trying to locate Prell since 1974, when he was first charged with bigamy. Prell had married at least four other women since 1965, including Susan Studd.
I think he used the voice, the radio voice, on people. He used it on everybody, and I was no exception.
Hey, gorgeous. I just hope you don't mind me mentioning you got just about the best pair I've ever seen. Pair of blue jeans, that is. What are they, painted on? Boy, you really are a little dish, aren't you? Say, how would you like to fix me dinner, huh? You'd like that, wouldn't you? And you fix the dinner, and I'll provide the dessert. Boy, I think you and I could make a little rendezvous. Oh, no, don't worry about this ring. That's just for decoration. That's just to scare off the girls in the back.
Susan married Prell 9 months after they met in 1967. By 1972, he was gone.
I was pregnant with my fourth child. I had three small children. I had no money. I mean, zero. No money, no food, no diapers for the children. I had to move back in with my parents.
We can document at least 8 cases. And we know of just information I've gathered from other people, probably 12 cases, and probably one legitimate divorce.
Alan Prell's career as a family man began in 1957 when he married Gladys Ware. Together, they had two children. Gladys has the dubious distinction of being the only woman known to be legitimately divorced from Prell. And according to her daughter, even that was the result of a trick. She says Prell told her mother they needed to divorce temporarily so he could retain ownership of a radio station. A technicality, he said. But before the ink was dry on the papers, Prell was gone.
Then a few years later, he thought, well, he'll try to come back to my mother. And he said, just sweet-talked her, conned her. Baby, I love you, and I love the kids, and I want to make it up to you. Please come back to me. And she fell for it, went back with him. And they moved to Knoxville, Tennessee. And there, for her to only find out that he was already married, when she got there, he came home wearing the wrong wedding band, and that tormented my mother. I feel a lot of pain and angry for what he did to my mother.
Gladys would not go on record without her lawyer, but we did obtain these comments from a deposition she gave police.
Yeah, we got married on the radio. Of course, that was before we got it in his gut. I suppose he was a bit of a commodity back then. But I decided to trade him back in 78. You know, divorce. Yeah, he was a two-time, all right. Time and time again.
Gladys has had to deal with her anger for over 20 years. Susan wants her children shielded from that pain. So when they started receiving flattering letters from their so-called father, Susan wanted them to know the truth.
He was using the same lines about, how pretty they were, that he wanted to see pictures of them. He thought about them constantly. He was sorry that he did what he did. And he would like to explain it to them. He would like to see them. And that really bothered me a whole lot because my children were believing a lot of the things that he was saying to them and was asking me, why did I not like him or why did I not want him? From the things that he was saying in these letters, he was turning the whole picture around as the way things had happened.
I'm not going to give him a chance to shoot the bull with me and twist me around to put me on his side. That's how he handles people. He's a manipulator.
Authorities closed in on Prell as a result of the America's Most Wanted broadcast. But the night he was to be arrested, he was murdered live on the radio.
Alan Prell Show, you're on the air.
Hi, Alan.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I bet you have one nut just like it.
Hello. There's more than one nut in this room, I want to tell you. And there's more than one nut out there calling in.
Hey, you can't be in this room.
Wait a minute, hold on. What's going on in here?
Hey, you can't.
What is it?
By the time police did arrive, a mysterious fire had destroyed most of the evidence. When the smoke cleared and the ashes were sifted, no body was found. Authorities are investigating allegations that the remains were stolen by fanatical fans. But until the body is found, there is still not enough compensation for many of the victims.
You know, I never got a penny of the insurance money. They claimed they couldn't find the body. How convenient. You know how much alimony that rat owed me? You know, sometimes I wonder if he's really dead.
I'm a nice person, but I want to smack him real good and relieve a little bit of hurt that I have. Just a good smack.
I told him that if he ever left me, I'd track him down to the ends of the earth, and I didn't care how long it would take me till I found him. Well, the time's here.
And we'll be watching for what happens then. We'll keep you posted. Now, still ahead tonight, a Carson in court has Johnny on the spot.
Disgusting. Disgusting. And yet, so typical. Only a media so secure in its lies could possibly attack such a martyr with a spotless reputation as Alan Prell Jr. and think they can get away with it. But you know me, and you know what kind of family I raise. Alan was an honest, outstanding young man. And it was his dedication to the truth that led him to an early grave. Now, I, too, am mocked. For I, too, refuse to play along with the media monopoly on manipulation. Yes, they may assassinate me also. And they may produce such character assassinations as the one that we just heard. But you, dear listener,
You've heard the truth. And no matter how much phony evidence they present, no matter how cleverly it's twisted, oh, and it's clever, all right, they put Satan to shame. They mix truth and lies so you can't tell the difference. Alan was, in fact, married to a woman named Gladys, but he never had a daughter, at least not by Gladys. No matter how often they repeat their lies, no matter how often they say what you want to believe, no matter how often they repeat their lies, don't take it as truth without proof. I may not live to tell you again. I've been encountering a lot of fishy accidents lately, so they may be after me now. But there comes a time when even my superior intelligence and advanced training survival techniques cannot hold out against the vast resources and technology of them. If I should disappear or die under peculiar circumstances, just remember, Papa Prell told you so. Well, I'm about out of time. For the show, that is. So until this time next week, this is Papa Prell saying so long till next time again, and God bless. And don't believe the media. They're a pack of liars. Don't trust them as far as you can spit, because they'll turn on you every single time.